Denton 243.
Is that the sinner? The harlot?
If you don't leave me alone, I'll call the police.
You slut. You filthy slut. You have plowed wickedness. You have wreaked iniquity. There's a shame that bringeth sin, and the wages of sin is death.
Why don't you leave me alone?
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Innocent Victim by R.D. Wingfield. With Lee Harrington as Robbins, Edward Judd as John Tyrrell, Francis Jeter as Wendy, and David Lodge as Inspector Morrow.
I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this.
I did it my way. Oh, don't walk over that bit, postman. I've just cleaned it.
I've got some letters for Robbins, detective agency.
Give them to me. I'll see you get them.
What is he? Private eye?
Something like that.
Oh, that's the sort of job I'd like. Swish office, classy clients, sexy secretary in a tight, revealing dress. A lower limb sheathed in sheer silk stockings.
The nearest thing he's got to a sexy secretary is me. And all I've got on my lower limbs is varicose veins and Sloan's liniment.
Another illusion shattered. See ya.
Oh, don't walk on that, no. Phone bill. Final demand for water rates. Income tax. Oh, dear. Robbins. Mr. Robbins. Mr. Robbins, are you all right?
What? Oh, Mrs. Furley. What are you doing here?
I've brought your post. What are your suitcases doing here? Have you been here all night?
Just a temporary measure. A slight disagreement with my landlady.
She slung you out.
Well, I found my suitcases on the doorstep. I took it as a heavy hint. Where'd I put my tie?
Oh, it must be somewhere around. Here.
Oh, thank you. Can you see my electric razor?
Yes.
Ta. That is the most uncomfortable chair I've ever slept in. What happened to the electricity?
Man called yesterday and cut it off. Said you were overdue.
Well, I can't be. I haven't had the second reminder yet.
He said you'd had the third.
How am I supposed to shave?
You could try paying your bill.
Slight cash flow problem at the moment, Mrs. Furley. There's a big cheque due to me from that garage company. Over £2,000. As soon as that comes, I can settle all my debts, start afresh.
You remind me of Billy Bunter, you do, Mr. Robbins. He was always expecting a postal order. It never came.
Oh, this will. No fear of that. If you deal with the big boys, your money's as safe as houses. But they make you wait for it. Small people like me are expected to pay our debts bang on the nail.
Which reminds me, Mr. Robbins.
I haven't forgotten, Mrs. Furley. 2 weeks' wages.
3 weeks, Mr. Robbins.
3 weeks.
4 weeks Friday.
Four weeks.
Got to have it.
As soon as the cheque arrives. It could be in this morning's post.
It isn't. I've looked. They're all bills. Shall I do it?
Please.
Robbins Detective Agency. Just one moment. I'll have to tell you if he's available.
Do you want to speak to the landlord?
Good Lord, no.
He's out on an important investigation, I'm afraid. I'll advise him you rang. Goodbye.
He didn't sound too pleased. Are you behind with the rent?
A week or so. Any chance of a cup of tea?
There's no electricity for the kettle.
What about the machine down the corridor?
Give us your money, then.
Oh, never mind. Leave it.
Haven't you even got the price of a cup of tea?
Well, it's not exactly... Oh, all right. I haven't got a bean, Mrs. Furley.
But when this big check comes...
Oh, I'm sick of hearing about that check, Mr. Robbins. Now get on that phone and tell that company you've got to have it today.
It doesn't do to let people know you're desperate for money.
It doesn't do to starve either. You had any breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast.
Hang on, I'll get me sandwiches.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of it.
It's more than I can eat. We'll share. Now, you make that phone call, and I'll get us 2 teas from the machine.
Amalgamated Petrol Station.
Oh, good morning. Robbins here. Robbins Detective Agency. Could I speak to
Mr... I'm afraid no one's in. What's it about?
It's about my £2,000. Mr. Fox promised me a cheque this week without fail. It hasn't arrived.
I'm not surprised. We've gone into liquidation.
What?
No one's going to get paid, Mr. Robbins. They couldn't even meet the staff wages.
This puts me in serious trouble. I've got to have that money.
I've made a note of your name and the liquidator will be in touch with you.
Well, will I get my money eventually?
I don't think you stand a chance, Mr. Robbins. I'm terribly sorry.
Not your fault. Of course. Goodbye.
Tea's up.
What's the matter?
You've gone bust.
Who have?
Amalgamated Petrol Station.
Oh, but they'd have to pay you. Oh, don't shake your head. You've done the work.
I'm an unsecured creditor, Mrs. Fernley. I won't get a penny.
Well. Oh, well, look on the bright side. It could have been worse. You could have had some awful disease. Have a sandwich.
Oh, thank you. 7 weeks solid slog. Out most nights. One of the biggest jobs I've ever had. I was relying on that money for the rent, the electricity.
My wages.
These sandwiches are delicious.
Boiled ham from the supermarket. So, how are you going to manage?
Oh, I expect something will turn up.
When you're not like Billy Bunter, Mr. Robert, you're like Mr. McCorber. Someone in the waiting room.
Whoever it is, tell them I've sent them off a check. I'm out. You don't know when I'll be back.
Roger.
Oh, good morning. You'll never guess.
What?
2 clients. Mr. and Mrs. Tyrrell.
Good Lord. Get these crumbs off the desk. Oh, I wish I'd shaved.
Oh, it's not too bad. Shall I show him in?
Yes, and I'll be on the phone. Yes? Yes, Robbins Detective Agency. Speaking.
Here, please.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Here.
Oh, please take a seat. My name's Robbins.
Ex-Metropolitan Police.
Thank you, Mrs. Fairley. Excuse me a moment. Yes? Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're too kind, sir. All in the day's work. Oh, sorry about that. Rushed off my feet, I'm afraid. Now, Mr. and Mrs.
Tyrrell, we'd like to engage your services.
Oh, well, I'm a bit tied up at the moment. I'm not sure when I can fit anything new in.
You're free this afternoon.
Thank you, Mrs. Fairley. I'd better have your address, Mr. Tyrrell.
We live in a house called Maylands, on the way to Denton.
What? That big place near the woods. I know it. Oh, it's very posh.
You can finish in here later, Mrs. Fairley.
Eh? I'll do the waiting room.
Maylands, you've travelled a fair distance to come here. Denton's much nearer.
Oh, you were recommended to us.
Oh. Oh, that's most gratifying.
My wife insisted on you, Mr. Robbins. There are private detectives in Denton, but you're ex-Metropolitan Police. They're not.
Just what is your problem? Obviously, it's not matrimonial.
Someone's threatening to kill me. He's threatened and he's quite capable of doing it. I'm terrified. Stuck in that house, miles from anywhere.
Forgive me for butting in, but if you seriously believe your life has been threatened, it would be a job for the police, not for a private investigator.
No, not the police. They wouldn't believe me. They'd say I was making it up. Imagining it.
Why would they say that?
My wife has suffered 2 recent nervous breakdowns. She thought there were men trying to get inside the house. All in her mind, of course. She went to the police. They humoured her.
But there's nothing wrong with me now. There really is a man this time.
Tell me about him, Mrs. Tyrrell.
Well, he phones me. He waits until I'm all alone in the house. And then he phones me.
What does he say?
He says he's going to kill me.
Why?
Because I flaunt my body. I show myself naked to men.
What?
Well, that's what he says.
Why should he say it?
I've been sunbathing in the nude. We're pretty remote up there and well shielded from the road. I never dreamt anyone could see me.
How often has he phoned?
Oh, 7, 8 times. I don't know. Once, when John was away, he phoned me at 1 o'clock in the morning. I thought it was John. It was him.
And, you are the only one who has actually heard this call?
I'm not imagining it. John, tell him I'm not imagining it.
I'll be honest with you, Mr. Robbins. When Wendy first told me about the calls, I didn't believe her. Until last night, he must have thought I was out. The phone rang and I answered it. It was him. He sounded stark, staring mad.
What did he say?
He said, "Tell that whore I'm going to kill her. I'm going to mutilate her body so she won't be able to put any more sinful thoughts into the minds of the innocent." It made me feel sick.
Did you say anything?
I started to shout at him, but he hung up. But I've got him on tape. He phoned again this morning, and I was waiting for him.
What did he say this time?
Usual sort of thing. Called me a slut and a harlot and said the wages of sin is death. Oh, he's mad. You can tell he's mad.
And that's all it is, the phone call?
No. He watches the house. Whenever I look out, he's watching me, staring in.
What does he look like?
I've never seen him properly. The house backs directly onto the woods. He keeps well in the shadow behind bushes. Even when I don't see him, I know he's there.
You're assuming it's the same man who makes the phone call.
I'm not assuming. I know.
So it boils down to this. A man has seen you sunbathing in the garden and has made some peculiar phone call.
Peculiar? He's threatened to kill me.
Oh, I don't think you need take this too seriously, Mrs. Tyrrell. If he intended to do you any harm, he wouldn't keep phoning.
But you can't be sure.
Nothing's 100% sure. I can't be 100% sure. I'm not going to win a fortune on the pools. But the odds are very much against it.
So we just do nothing?
If you really think this man's serious, you should go to the police.
And what would they do? Send a patrol car around a couple of times a week just to humour her? I need someone there all the time. Do you want the job or not?
What exactly would the job be?
A bodyguard. That chap may be a harmless crank, but I'm not taking any chances. I'm not leaving Wendy in that house all alone. When I'm away, someone's got to be with her.
Oh, yes, I can handle that, all right.
Can you start this afternoon?
This afternoon?
I've got to leave for town at 2 o'clock. With luck, I'll be back by 6, but you stay until I get back. Now, I appreciate it, short notice, and you've got other cases in hand.
Well, yes, I am rather busy, but...
I'll pay you a retainer of £500.
£500?
Plus your normal daily rate, plus expenses. Is that acceptable?
Oh, yes. It's quite acceptable.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Robbins.
My pleasure, I assure you.
Who do I make the check out to?
T. Robbins. R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
£500. Damn! There's no money in my account, is there? Did you bring your checkbook, Wendy?
No, I didn't think I'd need it. Never mind. Date it for the end of the week. We'll have all the money in the joint account by then.
You don't mind if it's post-dated a couple of days?
Oh, no, of course not. But I'd appreciate some cash for expenses. Petrol and so on. £20, say?
I'll give it to you at the house. Now, there's your cheque. We'll expect you at 2 o'clock on the dot.
I'll be there. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Tyrrell. Goodbye, Mr. Tyrrell.
Goodbye.
See you at 2.
Yes, right.
Bye. Any luck?
Only a cheque for £500. Money for old rope, actually. Some crank's been threatening to kill the wife. I've got to make sure he doesn't.
She's a nice-looking girl.
She sunbathes in the nude.
Oh, well, let's hope the weather keeps fine for you. Oh, now you're rich. Any chance of me getting me wages?
It's a post-dated cheque, but only to the end of the week. Then I'll be able to settle up everything I owe you. Actually, I'm going to need some cash, well, for petrol to get there.
It's no good looking at me. I spent all my money on the tea.
Why don't you try your girlfriend at the pub?
I hate borrowing money from women. Oh, present company accepted, of course. What are you looking at?
Quick, there's a couple of men down there fiddling with your car.
What? Hey!
Good morning, Mr. Robbins.
Morning, George.
Looking a little worse for wear, sir.
Yes, couldn't get the old electric razor to work this morning. I'll have my usual, please, double scotch.
Would that be on the slate, sir?
Yes. Have to be, I'm afraid. Seem to have left my damn...
Yeah, in your other suit. I'm sorry, Mr. Robbins, the landlord has been having a purge. We can't give you any more credit until you've settled what you owe.
Damned embarrassing, George. Difficult time. Look, should have had a big check, over £2,000, and the wretched firm's gone into liquidation.
Yes, sir. The boss says we'll go into liquidation if people don't pay what they owe us. Nothing personal, of course.
Of course not. Look, George. This watch, it's solid gold.
Take it to a pawnbroker, sir. Let him make a killing. The last watch you sold me, the solid gold, peeled off after a week.
Yeah. Is this Ruth about?
I think so. Ruth?
Yes?
Mr. Robbins is asking for you.
Oh, yes.
I think he's on the tap.
When isn't he? Hello, Tom.
Hello, Ruth. You look marvellous.
You look awful.
Yeah, an electric razor packed up on me. I was wondering, you doing anything tonight?
No. Why?
We might go out for a spot of supper.
What's the catch?
There's no catch.
I haven't got any money.
I'll pay. It'll be my treat. I've been neglecting you shamefully of late. Honest. Look, I've got a job this afternoon over at Denton. I'll be picking up expenses in advance.
Good. Then you can pay back all the money you've borrowed.
What money?
For a start, £10 the week before last. The money you promised faithfully to let me have back the next day. You haven't been in here since.
You'll have it by the end of the week, without fail.
Oh, forget it, Tom. I've kissed it goodbye, together with all the other money I've lent you.
You shame me, Ruth. You really do. But this time, it's going to be different.
Okay.
You don't believe me. Well, then, take a look at this check.
£500? It's post-dated.
Well, only until the end of the week. It'll be met, no fear of that. My new clients, they live in a big house in Denton. I've got to look after the wife while the husband's away.
And he's paying you £500.
£500 retainer, plus full daily rate, plus expenses. So you won't be saddled with the bill if you come out to dinner with me tonight.
I'd love to come.
Marvellous. I'll pick you up at 8. Best bib and tucker. We'll do it in style. I couldn't borrow your car for a couple of days, I suppose.
What's wrong with your car?
It's being repaired. They've repossessed it.
I see. So that's why I'm being taken out to dinner. You want my car.
Of course not. Look, you know how I feel about you, Ruth. Only for a couple of days.
Oh, here's the key.
Oh, bless
you. It's in the car park.
I suppose you couldn't see your way clear to letting me have a few pounds for expenses. Just to tide me over. Look, I'll be getting the cash this afternoon, but I haven't got a bean.
Neither have I.
The till.
I can't take it from the till.
Only until tonight, please.
Oh. £10. I've got to have it back before we cash up tonight. If the landlord finds out it's missing...
You're an angel. Look, I wish I could stop, but I'm supposed to be there by 2. See you tonight.
And you will let me have the money back.
Word of honor. Bye, George.
Goodbye, Mr. Robbins. You didn't let him have a drink on the slate, did you?
Oh, what do you think I am? Soft?
Must be down here somewhere. Someone flagging me down. Mr. Tyrrell?
It's 2:10. Where have you been? I've been out looking for you.
I took a wrong turning. You're way off the map down here, aren't you?
Peeping Tom seemed to find us. Just round that bend. I'm late for my appointment as it is.
I say, Mr. Tyrrell, what a beautiful house.
Yes, yes, let's get in. My whole point of the exercise was she shouldn't be left on her own.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm terribly sorry. God, what was that?
It came from the house. Quick!
Wendy! Look, through the window!
What?
A man running into the woods. I just caught a glimpse, but get after him. What is it? For heaven's sake, man, what is it?
Wendy. My God. Look at her face. Well, don't just stand there. We need an ambulance.
It's too late for an ambulance, Mr. Tyrrell. She's dead.
Taking the body away now, Inspector.
Any sign of the murder weapon?
No, sir.
Tear the place apart. It's got to be here somewhere.
Yes, sir. You haven't forgotten that Robbins chap still with you?
I've been saving the best until last. Wheel him in.
Sir. Mr. Robbins, in here, please.
Thank you.
This is Detective Inspector Morrow. He's in charge of the investigation.
Inspector?
Sit down. Thomas Robbins, private investigator. You're going to solve this one for us, Mr. Robbins? Put us in our place? Show us up for the fools we are?
I'm here to help you, Inspector, if I can.
Well, we might as well pack up and go home, Sergeant. It's as good as solved. Tell me again how you fit into all this, Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Tyrrell was worried about his wife's safety. He engaged me to protect her.
And a damn fine job you made of it, didn't you? What were you supposed to be protecting her against?
She'd been receiving threatening phone calls.
Oh, yes. Flaunting her body in the news. A peeping Tom wouldn't get much kick out of seeing her now. She hasn't got a face. A shotgun at point-blank range.
No doubt it is Mrs. Tyrrell, I suppose.
Of course it's her. We checked her medical and dental records.
I do know something about police methods.
Oh, of course you do, Mr. Philip Marlowe. Did you know Mr. Robbins was a veteran of the Metropolitan Police Force, Sergeant?
No, sir.
Haven't you seen his advert in the Yellow Pages? Ex-Metropolitan Police. Just remind me, Mr. Robbins, what was the length of your service? 6 months? 7 months?
8 months.
As long as that? My word, you must know it all. So who do you think killed Mrs. Tyrrell?
The Peeping Tom. The man who made the phone calls. He threatened to kill her.
I heard the tape recording. Sounded like a crank to me, not a killer.
There were other phone calls, not on tape.
So Mr. Tyrrell said.
Where is Mr. Tyrrell?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. He's waiting for me at the station. We're going to charge him with murder.
But that's ridiculous.
Why?
He was with me. We were outside the house when she was killed.
I think I'm beginning to see how you fit into all this, Mr. Robbins. And I don't like it.
I don't know what you mean.
I think you know damn well what I mean.
Look, why do you suspect him?
You were in the force. You know our methods. When we find someone with both motive and opportunity, we're suspicious. And if they've got a record as well, we're bloody certain.
A record? Tyrrell?
Armed robbery. Nearly killed an old night watchman. Shot him in the stomach with a sawn-off shotgun.
I didn't know. You mentioned motive.
Last month, his wife's father died, leaving her over £300,000. He wanted that money. He owes thousands. And some of his creditors are the sort who get very nasty if they're not paid.
But he didn't have to kill her. She was going to put all her money in a joint account. He could have taken out all he wanted at any time.
She wouldn't let him touch her money. A joint account. He'd clear the lot and she'd never see him again. She's had nervous breakdowns because of his gambling and womanizing. Did you know that?
All I know, Inspector, is that they were in my office this morning. They were obviously devoted to each other. And she said, categorically, that she was going to put her money in a joint account.
I see. So that's the way it's going to be, is it? Do you know why Mr. Robbins left the Metropolitan Police, Sergeant?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, he was kicked out for taking bribes. He was prepared to purge himself, to give false evidence. He doesn't mention that in the Yellow Pages, does he? How much is Tyrrell paying you to purge yourself this time, Mr. Robbins?
I resent that. He's paying me nothing.
His checkbook shows a payment to you of £500.
That was a retainer for my professional services. He was worried about his wife.
Tyrrell's not stupid, Mr. Robbins. If he wanted someone to protect his wife, would he have gone to you? You're useless. But if he wanted someone to lie, to purge himself, he could have gone to anyone better.
His wife wanted me.
I'd ask her to confirm it, only she's dead. If she wanted you, why didn't she give you a check? She had money in her account. He had nothing in his.
She hadn't brought her checkbook. She suggested he postdated it until the end of the week when they'd have a joint account.
There wasn't going to be a joint account. The only way you're going to cash that check is by clearing Tyrrell. And if he's cleared, he gets her money. If not, you both get nothing. His guarantee that you'd lie for him.
I'm not lying. He couldn't have killed her. He was with me when it happened.
You're tempting me to charge you as an accomplice.
I don't care. He's completely innocent.
All right. I must now ask you to come to the station and make a statement.
As you wish, Inspector. And while I'm there, could I have a word with my client?
Mr. Tyrrell, you've got a visitor.
Hello, Mr. Tyrrell.
Oh, it's you. Look, what the hell's going on? Do you know they've charged me? Charged me with killing Wendy.
I'll get you out as soon as I can. Do you have a solicitor?
He's on the way. Why me?
The police don't look very far for a suspect when they find someone with a record on their doorstep. You didn't tell me about that, Mr. Tyrrell.
I don't make a habit of telling people I've been inside. It happened a long time ago. I was barely a kid. I don't pretend to be a Saint Robbins, but I loved my wife. Why the hell should I want to kill her?
The police will suggest it was for her money.
Her money? For Pete's sake, as far as Wendy was concerned, it was our money. She was going to put it into a joint account. I've told the police until I'm blue in the face, but they won't believe me. Wait a minute. She said it in front of you.
She did.
Well, then go and tell them. And tell them I was with you when she was shot.
I have told them, Mr. Tyrrell.
And?
They don't believe me. They seem to think that you and I are in collusion.
Well, why would they think that?
My leaving the police force was not entirely voluntary. There was some suggestion... Well, some suggestion that I took a bribe to give false evidence.
A bent copper. The only man who can prove my innocence is a bent copper. We thought we were hiring the best. You're rubbish, rubbish.
It's a long time ago, Mr. Tyrrell. Like your prison sentence.
Yes. We're two of a kind, aren't we? Oh, if only you could have caught that man.
Are you sure it was a man you saw running from the house?
Of course I'm sure. You chased him.
I chased someone.
What do you mean?
I was a long way behind, and I only caught a fleeting glimpse before I lost him. But I would have sworn I was chasing a woman.
That's ridiculous. Damn it all, it's hard enough to tell the difference close up these days, let alone from a distance. Perhaps it was a man with long hair.
No, I didn't see the hair. Of course. That's why I thought it was a woman. The head was covered in a scarf. A red scarf.
Wait a minute. The man who Wendy saw staring in at her. She said he had a scarf. Long, straggly hair and a dirty scarf. Well, this clinches it. We must tell the police.
They don't seem to have very much faith in what we tell them. Oh, if only someone else had seen him. Someone they believe.
You could ask Hilda.
Who?
Hilda Bracey, local woman. Helps out in the house a couple of days a week. She must have seen him.
In here. What did you say your name was?
Robbins.
And you're from the police?
Well, sort of. A charming room.
And I wanted to stay that way. I hope you wiped your feet.
I did.
You better sit down, then. Cup of tea? I've just made it.
Oh, thank you.
So, she's dead. I can't say I'm surprised. Raped and murdered, was she?
Murdered, not raped.
Oh, then I am surprised. Sugar's on the tray.
Thank you. You speak as if you saw this coming, Miss Bracey.
You'd have to be blind not to see it coming. Slopping around the house with hardly anything on. That's not asking for trouble, what is? She used to lay out in that garden stark naked. Sunbathing, she called it. I had my own word for it.
What was that?
Exhibitionism. She was just praying some man would call unexpectedly and see her naked body.
A man did see her, didn't he?
Oh, you mean the phone calls? She couldn't wait for that phone to ring. She used to egg the old boy on.
Egg him on?
If you want another eyeful, she used to say, I'll be out sunbathing again tomorrow. Dirty cow.
I find this very hard to believe, Miss Bracey. She told me she was terrified of the calls.
Took you in as well, did she? Anything in trousers. She'd act so sweet and helpless when men were around, but she was as hard as nails. How was she killed?
Shot. Point blank range. In the face.
Let that spoil her looks. Another cup?
No, thank you. You live here alone, Miss Bracey? You've never married?
Who'd marry me? Got to be pretty to get men. Pretty and shameless.
Oh, I'm sure you're not... Shameless, that is. Just for the record, where were you between, say, 2:30 today?
Out walking.
On your own?
Yes.
Did you go anywhere near the house?
No.
Do you have a red scarf?
No.
Oh, then it wasn't you I saw.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. Someone at the door.
I'm not deaf.
Lord. Cartridge. Well, well, well.
You say one of my men is already here.
There he is.
So, it's impersonated a police officer now, is it, Robbins? That's a very serious offence. Almost as serious as perjury.
I want you to arrest that woman, Inspector. She murdered Mrs. Tyrrell.
What's he talking about?
You were jealous of her, weren't you, Hilda? Jealous of her looks, her success with men. She was pretty. That's why you shot her in the face.
He's mad. He's stark, staring mad.
Do you have any proof of what you're saying, Robbins?
This was on the mantelpiece.
A box of shotgun cartridges. Would you like to explain these, Miss Bracey?
They were my father's. They've been in my attic for years.
And I bet there's a shotgun to go with them.
What if there was?
I'd like to see it, please, Miss Bracey.
I'm afraid you're out of luck, Inspector. I haven't got it anymore. I sold it to Mr. Tyrrell last week.
All right, Inspector. Yes, I bought it from her. With that maniac making threats, I had to protect my wife. I couldn't go to a gunsmith's and buy one. I'd never get a license, not with my record.
Where did you keep it?
The cupboard in the kitchen. That man found it and shot her with it.
Why didn't you tell us this earlier?
It would have been another nail in my coffin, wouldn't it? My wife shot with my own gun. Hilda promised me she'd never tell anyone.
We might never have found out. Were it not for Mr. Robbins here.
You should have told me, Mr. Tyrrell.
No, Mr. Robbins. What I should have done is not get involved with you in the first place.
Evening, Mr. Robbins.
Double scotch, please, George.
I'm afraid there's been no easing up on the credit squeeze since this morning, Mr. Robbins. Cash order only.
I think I can just about scrape together the necessary... There.
Oh, exactly right.
One double scotch, come out.
Ruth about?
Yeah, all tightened up in her new dress. You wait till you see it. It's a knockout. There you are. That's it.
Oh, I needed that, George. What new dress?
Well, you are taking her to dinner, aren't you?
Oh, my.
Look, I hope you're not going to let her down, Mr. Robbins. Oh, here she is.
Hello, Tom. Well, how do I look?
Oh, marvellous, Ruth. Just marvellous.
You should say you look good enough to eat. And I say I do eat, and I'm starving. Where are we going?
A bit of a snag, Ruth, love. A
snag?
I didn't get the money. I can't take you out, and I can't pay back the £10.
I took it from the till.
I know.
It's got to be back by tonight before we cash up. I told you that.
I know you did. Things went wrong.
They always damn well go wrong with you.
Oh, yeah, what's up? What have you done to her?
It's nothing.
She borrowed £10 from the till for me. I can't pay her back.
You took money from the till for him?
He promised I'd have it back before we cashed up.
I can explain.
Look, you shut up. She's going to lose her job because of you, Mr. Bloody Robbins. All right, Ruth. I'll put the money back. £10, was it?
Thank you.
There.
I'll pay you. George, word.
You just stay away from here and stay away from Ruth.
Not until I've explained. I didn't get the money because the woman was murdered.
What?
Her face was shot away.
I heard about it on the news. Mrs. Wendy Toole. I didn't realize she was the woman you were going to protect.
You couldn't even do that right.
It happened before I got there, George. Well, just as I arrived. Oh, it's all a mess. They charged her husband with the murder, but it wasn't him. He was with me. They wouldn't believe me.
Now, let's face it, Mr. Robbins, with your past record...
Yes, George, with my past record, they're entitled not to believe me. But because they don't, they're holding an innocent man. Oh, he engaged me because he thought I was the best.
Well, why did his wife need protection?
Some weirdo had seen her sunbathing in the nude and kept making threatening phone calls.
What weirdo?
Oh, they didn't get a proper look at him. He was too fly for that. He used to phone her and accuse her of corrupting the innocent, threatening to kill her, the wages of sin is death, and all that stuff.
Wages of sin?
Mean anything?
Hey, that could be Holy Joe.
Who's
an old tramp with religious mania. When he's not spying on courting couples, he's in here handing out religious tracts, preaching against the evils of drink.
And Joe wouldn't hurt anyone. He's harmless.
Oh, you wouldn't say he was harmless if you ever stood downwind of him. Oh, I never knew it was a sin to have a bath man again.
I don't suppose he got a chance, poor devil, living rough in the woods.
Woods? What?
Welbeck Woods. He's got a shack there somewhere.
Welbeck Woods? Tyrrell's house backs onto Welbeck Woods.
You're on the wrong track. Holy Joe might be soft in the head, but he wouldn't hurt anyone.
No, I wouldn't be so sure. He's got a temper on him. I had to chuck him out once. He kicked me black and blue.
Look, can I borrow your car again, Ruth?
Why?
I want to try and find this character.
Where will you look?
Welbeck Woods.
But this time of night?
The sooner the better. If he killed Mrs. Tyrrell, he's dangerous.
I'll come with you.
In that dress?
What other chance have I got to wear it? We're never going to find him. It's too dark. We'll get ourselves lost.
Just a little while longer.
It's no good, Tom. My feet hurt. I shouldn't have worn these shoes. What are you looking at?
Nothing. We'll rest here for a while.
What are you doing?
Spreading my coat on the grass. Huh? Let's make ourselves comfortable. It's a nice evening. Pity to waste it. Come on. Sit with me.
I hope your intentions are honourable.
I'm afraid they're not. Ooh, move closer.
Careful. I've got my best dress on.
Well, take it off.
What?
You heard me. Take it off.
There's a time and a... Tom. There's someone watching us in the bushes.
I know. He's been following us for the past 5 minutes.
What?
I think we've found our peeping Tom. Now, don't look round. He's moving in closer. Now, let's give him something to watch while I try to sneak up behind.
You're not leaving me.
I won't be far. Come on. Take your dress off. Take everything off.
And then what are we going to do?
Oh, I'm sure we'll think of something.
Help me with my zipper, then. I'm going to be cold.
I'll fetch a blanket from the car.
Don't be long.
I won't. God! Let me go! Stay away from me.
Tom! He's got a gun!
Now, put that away, old chap. Don't be silly.
Don't you come near me, mister.
What were you up to, Joe, lurking in these bushes?
I wasn't up to nothing.
Double negative, Joe. You were spying on us, weren't you? You like watching courting couples, don't you, Joe?
I seek out the sinners. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman. It is wickedness.
Mrs. Tyrrell uncovered her nakedness, didn't she, Joe?
Keep away from me!
Didn't she, Joe?
A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones.
You kept watching the house, didn't you, Joe? Kept phoning her.
Come on. There is a shame that bringeth sin, and the wages of sin is death.
Is that why you killed her, Joe?
For the lips of a wicked woman drip as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than silk, but her end is as bitter as wormwood.
Is that why you killed her, Joe?
Don't come near me. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I am but the Lord's instrument.
Give me that gun. Come on.
Stay back.
They're holding another man for what you did, Joe. You must confess. Tell them the truth.
No. No.
Come back.
Let him go, Tom. Get the police.
No, I'm going up.
Then I'm coming with you. Wait for me. Wait for me. give it up, Tom. We've lost him.
We have it. He's over there, by the road. Joe! You can't get away!
Leave me alone!
No! No, Joe! Look out!
Detective Inspector Morrow. I see. Right. Keep me informed. That was the hospital.
How is he?
Still unconscious.
Will he live?
They won't commit themselves. The shock of being between clean sheets is enough to kill him, if nothing else. So what the hell were you doing?
He killed Mrs. Tyrrell. Oh,
give me strength.
He did.
That poor old bag of bones. He's a nutcase. A harmless nutcase.
Harmless? He had a gun.
We found this in his pocket. A child's plastic water pistol. Would this be your gun?
It looked real enough in the dark.
If you were stupid enough to believe a pathetic old tramp had a real gun, you should have reported it to us. Not chase him under the wheels of a car.
He made those phone calls. Check the voice on the tape. It's him.
Well, it probably is. But he's not a killer.
He virtually admitted it.
He doesn't know what he's saying half the time. He'd say anything.
He killed Mrs. Tyrrell. There's no doubt in my mind.
Your opinions don't interest me. We've got the killer locked up. You're useless, Robbins. And you're a bloody menace. If that old man dies, get up. Go on. Go home and stay there. You make me sick.
Much more than that. Much more than that. I did it my way.
Oh, no. Not again. Wake up, Mr. Robbins. Wake up.
What? Oh, it's you, Mrs. Farley. What time is it?
8 o'clock. Have you been here all night again? I thought you was getting yourself fixed up with new digs.
So much happened yesterday. I didn't have a chance.
Never had the money, more like. You look terrible.
Absolutely ghastly night, Mrs. Farley.
Well, have some of my tea, then.
Oh, I'm robbing you.
Now, there's more than I can drink. The landlord called while you were out. Left a letter for you on your desk.
Yes, I've read it. Notice to quit. He wants me out by the end of the week.
He won't throw you out. Not when you're paying what you owe him.
I won't be able to pay him.
What about that big check?
It backfired on me. Which means I won't be able to pay you your wages. I'm terribly sorry.
I was relying on that money, Mr. Robbins.
So was I, Mrs. Farley. I share your disappointment. Oh, this tea's delicious.
Oh, well, I suppose in my heart of hearts, I never really expected you'd pay me. As I said to my husband only this morning, Mr. Robbins might not keep his promises, I said. But at least he means well. Bit early for callers.
Can I come in?
Detective Inspector Morrow.
Can I have a word with you? In private?
I'll go and push some dust further along the corridor.
Would you like some tea?
No, thank you. Holy Joe died in hospital at 4:35 this morning.
Did he say anything?
He died without regaining consciousness.
You wouldn't have a cigarette on you by any chance. I seem to be right out.
Here. I took a statement from the barmaid, Ruth Fowler. She confirms what you told us, that says he didn't actually admit to killing Mrs. Tyrrell.
Not in so many words. No.
Well, we located the shack where he lived and searched it. I just got back from there. How anyone could live in such filth. He was a war hero. Did you know that? We found some medals. We also found a missing shotgun.
What?
He tried to wash it clean, but there were traces of blood and skin tissue. You were right, and I was wrong. He killed Mrs. Tyrrell.
I was beginning to have doubts myself.
The squalor he lived in. No wonder it turned his mind.
Where did you find the shotgun?
He'd hidden it in an old tin box under his bed, covered up with religious tracts. So, that would appear to be that.
And Mr. Tyrrell?
We've released him from custody with profuse apologies. I suppose I should be apologizing to you.
We all make mistakes, Inspector. We all make mistakes.
Mr. Robbins, come in, come in.
You've heard the news, then?
Yes, they told me.
Sit down. Now, let me get you a drink. Sit down. Whiskey?
Oh, lovely, thank you.
I can't thank you enough. The police would never have searched that old tramp shack if it wasn't for you. Soda?
Please. He died, you know, the old man.
The best thing that could have happened, because if I'd got my hands on him...
He was old. He was a war hero. And he was soft in the head.
And he killed my wife. What harm had she done him?
None. None at all. I'd like to give you your check back, Mr. Tyrrell. I'm afraid I didn't do anything to earn it.
What are you talking about? Damn it all. If it wasn't for you, I'd still be in that stinking cell facing a murder charge. No, don't keep it. It'll be a week or two before Wendy's estate is finalized, but it'll be met.
Suitcases, Mr. Tyrrell? You're leaving?
Yes, I want to get as far away from this house as possible. I can't stand being here on my own.
I don't think you are here on your own, Mr. Tyrrell.
I beg your pardon?
The dead always leave something behind. Do you believe in ghosts?
Ghosts?
I saw a ghost last night in the woods. It was your wife.
Are you feeling all right?
She looked so alive. Just how she was when you brought her into my office yesterday.
My wife is dead.
Yes, I know.
The tramp killed her.
If only we could be sure.
We are sure. He had the shotgun.
Yes, of course. He had the shotgun. Funny thing, though. When I searched the old boy's shack at 3 o'clock this morning, there was no sign of it.
You went back there?
Yes.
Well, you couldn't have looked very hard. The police found it hidden in a tin box under his bed.
Oh, I found the tin box. I emptied it out. A few tattered religious tracts, that's all. There was no shotgun.
But the police found it there.
And someone must have planted it after I left.
Why?
To make it look as if the tramp was guilty. Instead of you, Mr. Tyrrell.
You're not suggesting I planted the gun. I was in prison.
Yes. But your accomplice wasn't.
My accomplice?
Your girlfriend. The woman you brought to my office and pretended was your wife.
Pretended?
Yes. You needed money desperately. And there was no way your wife was going to let you have it. It's my guess that she found out about your latest girlfriend and was going to leave you, taking her money with her.
Oh, this is sheer fantasy.
So, you decided to kill her. You used me, Mr. Tyrrell. With your record and background, you had to be the number one suspect. So I was to be your salvation, your unbiased, reliable witness. Hadn't your wife said in front of me that she was putting all her money in a joint account? So where's your motive to kill her? And you couldn't have done it because you were with me when the shot was fired. We both heard the scream.
Which is perfectly true. We did.
Your wife didn't scream. She couldn't. She was already dead. You shot her in the face so I wouldn't realize that she wasn't the same woman you brought to my office. And then you went out to wait for me. Oh, you must have panicked like mad when I was late.
Then who screamed?
your girlfriend. Screamed, fired the gun into the air. And when you sent me herring off into the woods to chase after the non-existent man, she calmly made her exit with the gun. Oh, very clever. But it all went wrong because you picked the wrong man to alibi you. You picked a man accused of perjury, a taker of bribes. The police wouldn't believe me.
Another drink?
No, thank you. Out of interest, there's plenty of private detectives. Why did you pick me?
Oh, we didn't want anyone too bright. We wanted someone stupid. As stupid as they come. You seemed ideal.
I see.
What are you doing?
Phoning the police.
They didn't believe you before. Why should they believe you now?
I picked up your girlfriend this morning. She's outside in the car with Mrs. Furley, frightened and very talkative. I'm afraid I followed her home last night. I don't believe in ghosts, you see.
I'll write you out another check. How about 5,000?
No, thank you.
My wife's dead. The old man's dead. Nothing can bring them back. You're hard up for money. I know you are. If I'm found guilty of murder, I won't get my wife's money, and none of my checks will be worth the paper they're written on. Here. Put down the phone and forget everything. Doesn't it make sense?
Yes, Mr. Tyrrell. It makes very good sense. I'd be stupid to refuse. But I'm afraid you picked someone who was stupid. As stupid as they come.
10,000?
Police? Detective Inspector Morrow, please.
In Innocent Victim by R.D. Wingfield, the cast was Robbins, Lee Harrington, John Tyrrell, Edward Judd, Wendy, Francis Jeter, and Detective Inspector Morrow, David Lodge. Mrs. Furley, Peggy Page, Ruth, Christine Absalom, Hilda, Diana Bishop, Barman, Ronald Herdman, Detective Sergeant, Nicholas Courtney, and Holy Joe, Derek Pollitt. The play was directed by Jerry Jones.